In local sports, Cayman Gymnastics snags 9 medals this weekend in Trinidad.
Third place on the floor with a 9.65 from Cayman Islands, Sienna Jones.
The Cayman Islands Gymnastics Association says it's proud of the incredible athletes who represented Cayman on the national team at the 2025 Karifta Gymnastics Artistic Championship this weekend. Winners, Sky Mungall took silver in the vault in level one. In level two, Sienna Chalander took the bronze bars and bronze floor. Level three, Lily McCarty took gold on vault and bronze on the floor. And level six, Kayla Beck took gold all around, gold floor, gold beam, and silver on bars. The Cayman Islands under 16 netball team visited Kingston over the weekend for a 3-day development tour.
We had a very good weekend of matches against teams in Jamaica. Girls played well, they played hard, they did excellent. We only lost about 3 or 4 games between Friday and Monday. They were superb. Our objectives were met. The girls got experience. They were able to see the style of play. They were able to get, you know, get some game time in, some teamwork, and heading back to Cayman, feeling very proud. It was a very wonderful experience.
Netball under 16 head coach Brian Green tells Radio Cayman the trip was part of a long-term plan to build confidence and competitiveness at the youth level. The Cayman Netball Association is hoping the exposure will prepare players for future regional tournaments and strengthen the pipeline to the senior national team. Matches and training were held at the Layla Robinson courts at the National Stadium and the Scotiabank courts. In other netball news, the youngest to be exact, Turtle Netters wrapped up their final session of 2025 this past Saturday at the John Gray Gymnasium. The indoor session ran from 8 to 9:30 a.m., marking the end of a spirited year for the young netballers. In a festive spirit, many turned up in Christmas accessories, and the morning ended on a high with a friendly game between players and parents. In basketball news, it's a squeaker in the Kelly Law 13 and Under League. The Cayman Islands Basketball Association says the opening matchup delivered a, quote, thrilling contest from start to finish. OKC repeatedly built small leads, but every time they did, the Rockets answered right back, refusing to let the game slip away. The back-and-forth momentum kept both teams and the crowd on edge. In the final seconds, with just 1 point separating the sides, OKC held on to secure a dramatic 31-30 victory. And a true nail-biter. Game two was Golden State versus Spurs. SIBA says the second game showcased resilience and late-game intensity. Golden State controlled much of the contest and at one point held a 10-point advantage. However, the Spurs staged a, quote, impressive comeback push in the final period, steadily chipping away at the lead. Despite the surge, though, Golden State managed to stay composed and close out a tight 42-39 win. Pickleball saw the Total Health 2025 Cayman Islands Open this weekend. In the women's open singles, Nicole Pitts took the gold and Alexa Shule the silver after gameplay over the weekend. On the men's side, John Cangliosi came out on top after 3 matches in the final to take gold. Richard Liverness Jr. secured the silver. And Cayman representatives visited South Korea to talk anti-doping. Here's CIGTV's Travis Webster.
Minister Rankin and Ministry Deputy Chief Officer arrived in Busan, South Korea for the 2025 World Conference on Doping in Sport, hosted by the World Anti-Doping Agency, or WADA, from December 1st through 5th. The conference brings together sports ministers and stakeholders from around the world to protect the integrity of sport and safeguard clean competition. Minister Rankin says the Cayman Islands is engaging in discussions with WADA on developing the legal framework needed to establish a national anti-doping organization office in the Cayman Islands. The minister says he's committed to ensuring local athletes compete under the highest standards of fairness, transparency, and respect for clean sport.
That's your latest local sports. I'm Carsley Fuller.